Welcome to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. I'm Tristan Amon with Mindful Living Realty.
And I'm Angela Dale with Gateway Mortgage. Join us as we sit down with Black Hills small business owners, learn about their businesses, and tell their stories.
We're doing it now on the Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. Today we're with Jan with Pilates Whole Body. Thanks for being with us today, Jan.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so start off to tell us a little bit about yourself, your family. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Oh, we're Southern California transplants, and we've landed here in South Dakota. We love the outdoor skiing, mountain biking, hiking, and basically being in shape. And so Pilates is a great exercise for us.
Nice. Well, tell us a little bit more about your business.
Well, Pilates Whole Body is a resistance workout. It's private lessons as well group lessons in person and online. And it meets you where you're at, from anyone in their teens all the way to your golden years.
Right. So tell us a little bit from me. I don't know that I've heard of Pilates, but I don't know.
Well, you know what? As we are talking, you are actually doing some amount of Pilates because you're breathing. And so breath work is important. Also, our core, everything from here, from my shoulders down to my pelvis, our core health is important. And everything we do from the moment we wake up to when we go to sleep requires spine stabilization and mobilization. Think of planks, squats, any type of sit-ups, but it's all controlled. And you're always paying attention to your alignment and your posture, your breath work and your center. So it's not, getting physical like Olivia and John used to ask us to do and downpour of sweat. It's low resistance, high intensity, full body workout.
You should try this. Get you over there.
As I'm trying to
yeah, you're getting taller, Tristan.
And this thing up a little bit.
Exactly. So obviously, there's also some machine that you use. How does that incorporate with whatever that you do?
Yes. Yeah, so when Joseph Pilates created this exercise, this resistance workout, it originally began on a bed-like apparatus known as the reformer. And so it has springs attached to it, so to give you resistance and assistance. So if today you kind of have low back pain or shoulder pain, we're going to ease up on you on those springs. But if you're an athlete like an NFL player or Kobe Bryant, the late basketball player, those springs are going to be amped up high, and you're going to get a nice range of motion, nice targeted muscles. So think of pickleball. If you have pickleball injuries, shoulder injuries, we can target any part of that shoulder area, the lats, teres major, on that reformer, on that Pilates apparatus. So that's one type of apparatus that I use. And you probably could see it right here. This client of mine, she has her hands on the foot bar. I also use another apparatus known as the tower and the chair, also invented by Joseph Pilates. Great, precise, targeted workouts. You want to be trained with a certified Pilates instructor because it's such a precise exercise. It's low impact and it's very fluid, and you will capture some of that, I think, today. It's a very fluid moment, movement, not a lot of static holds. So you're moving. It's almost like I call it poetry in motion, because you're constantly moving in a fluid motion.
But you did say, I think you said there was online too, so you don't have to have this equipment.
Right. So when Joseph Pilates created this exercise, it was on the apparatus, but the demand was so great that he moved the exercises to the mat. And so I teach here weekly at the Canyon Lake Activity Center on Tuesdays at 4:00. And then I also teach online. So it gives those people who cannot come and be here right at 4:00, to meet me online. And these are recorded current content. So I change them up and I choreograph them and I create them as I see fit. And so for this month in February, I have one that is called Cardio Flow. It's compressed 30-minute workout, and you're going from exercise to exercise. There's hardly any breaks, but it's very, very good workout for the start of your day or to end your day.
How would you say to somebody who was like, well, looking for a workout system, and they say, well, I'm not sure what to do. Why would you say Pilates versus like working out?
Well, because Pilates is a workout that I think will carry you from your teens to your golden years. If you were in your 20s, you were playing volleyball, baseball, basketball, that's great. But what do you do when you're in 40s and 50s? So you don't need a whole team to do Pilates. You can just take a plain mat, and it meets you where you're at. It's low impact. You just wear something comfortable and you make sure you're trained under a certified Pilates instructor. And so we could work on the core. All of us need core health, because if we don't have good core health, guess what? We're at the chiropractor or the physical therapist. Nothing wrong with that. They're great disciplines. But what do you do between that adjustment and when you're getting rehab? You want to get core strong. And so Pilates is, I just think it works the powerhouse, as Joseph Pilates says.
Right. Like I said, it's low impact.
Yes. So really high intensity impact. Workout. Yes. Yeah.
Good. I'm doing it tonight.
You and I. Yes.
Okay.
You call me up.
I will. Okay. So you said Joseph Pilates. I mean, it's been around for a while, right?
So he immigrated from Germany. He came to New York, landed in the dance district. So a lot of injured ballerinas came to him. And he set up the studio in 1923. It was there for 40 years. And guess what? Every station, every mat, every apparatus had an instructor with them, because it was so precise. When he immigrated here, he was met with Pilates ballerina dancers, because they wanted that long, lean muscle without, you know, becoming Arnold Schwarzenegger. And so word got out, and it, from after his passing in 1967, it became the rage shortly after aerobics kind of went out. So you had people like Natalie Wood, Candice Bergman, Jane Fonda, Raquel Welch, and these were names that were really, Nancy Reagan, that were really big in the 70s, 80s, and then now catapulted forward, and you have Ashley Park, an actress, Areti, he is a Cubs pitcher, he is a Pilates devotee, as I mentioned, Dave Beckham, who was a soccer pro. So it's flourished outside of just the elite celebrities or elite athletes, because it's affordable. It's simple exercise that, as I said, meets you where you're at. Each class is anywhere between about $12 to $13, $14 in a group setting. If you do mat one-on-one or private, it's more expensive, but you get the effective results fast. Joseph Pilates is known for saying, in 10 sessions, you're going to feel the difference. In 20, you're going to see it. In 30 sessions, you have a whole new body. And it's so transformative. It's true.
You were talking about how, you know, I guess it was kind of big after a world base. But do you see in South Dakota, are we a little bit behind?
You know, before we got here, I was looking for Pilates and I had found it. But as I said before, you need a trained Pilates instructor. So I found some folks who knew conceptually what it was, but as far as this was their specific trade, I soon learned that wasn't what the case was. And so I decided that, well, I'm just going to go ahead and do my Pilates here in South Dakota. And it was met well by the folks here. Yeah.
So tell us your story. How did you do? Was you wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to be a Pilates instructor today? How did that come to be?
Yes, that's exactly how it happened.
So now, that's the way it is.
No, just before I got into Pilates, I was very high impact exercising, kickboxing, circuit, interval training, long distance running. And then just before I had my first child, he's now almost 18, I had to switch it up. I had to switch my exercise. And I discovered Pilates. I was a reluctant student of that, because I thought, unless I was in a downpour of sweat and my cheeks were flushed red, that's a workout, right? I had the wrong attitude, but I was in the right class. When I took that first Pilates class, it killed me. It was hard. And I knew then that this is something that it transformed my body without the injuries that I used to have with my feet and my knees or my shoulders or my back. And so I just became a Pilates devotee thereafter.
And then when you came here, that's when you decided, well, I'm going to do my old thing.
That, right? I think it was just something that was familiar with for me, and it was just something that was part of me, and I loved being able to share that. And I love it because of what it can do and for what it can do for other people and to help people. This is the delight of my work. Sometimes you may say, oh, it's Monday morning, I really don't want to go to work. But to see what can happen to that person and just the change in their attitude and their mood, it makes my day. It really, really does. And it's unbelievable that I get paid for what I do. Seriously.
It is. And so our people going, you know, their aches and pains, and listen, if you're stretching enough and you're doing this kind of a slow impact, they can start moving around.
Yes, yes. The mobility, the core strength, the flexibility, the balance, the stability, all of that is all the perks that come. And, you know, Pilates works very well with folks that are in the physical therapy or chiropractics because they're dealing with people that either have lost range of motion, they're dealing with osteoporosis. I have a client right now who is 74 years old. She is freakishly strong, but she has been my devoted Pilates student, and she has gone from 0 to 100 in a very short amount of time.
I'm shooting for in 20 freakishly strong.
But you know what I will say with Pilates? It's a slow exercise. You have to control. It's not, you know, give me 20 push-ups and do it as fast as you can in 30 seconds. It is a slow, controlled movement, and you're isolating certain muscles. I mean, I can show you when you see today what I'm going to teach. I mean, it's not fast. And I think that is where our big muscles can't take over and our small muscles are now out and exposed, and they're going to have to do some hard work.
So what do you love about working in Rapid City?
Well, just the beautiful, glorious country. Yes, we have weather. It isn't what we had in Southern California. But, it, you know, when in Rome, right? So we have actually hiked. It isn't always as inviting to do that in the cold, but my family loves to ski. They love to mountain bike. And of course, we love to hike. And they love to camp. They're going to go winter camping, hopefully this weekend. So we have adjusted and acclimated. But the fact that you can go within minutes and have no cell site within any location, you've got no connection, you are now surrendering to your surroundings. It's just, it's breathtaking.
Yes. See, that's the big thing for me is like, we're not just coming. Nobody is out there sometimes with us. We're big. I am a big hiker.
Yes.
It is nice. It's like, oh, look, this is all aligning to this ice.
Yeah.
Do you have any challenges with working in that city?
You know, I think the only challenge is still trying to find that, getting myself adjusted to the streets. You know, sometimes the streets just change on me. And so I rely on my GPS, and I'm hoping one day where I don't need to rely on it. When someone says, you know, on the 44, what's the 44? On the 16. Oh, you mean Mount Rushmore.
You separate from Ivy Street. You know, there's three little spots.
Yeah.
It's still Ivy, but you can't go from one aspect.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Now, I'm proud of you for trying to use Google Maps because that doesn't get me anywhere. Sometimes I say, oh, I'm not supposed to go anywhere.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, I'll get there soon enough. But yeah, the folks have really been very kind, very warm and welcoming. And I'm glad that we found a little piece of heaven here in the Black Hills.
Yeah. So anything else we haven't talked about that you'd like to mention about you and your business?
Well, I just want to let people know Pilates is available to men, women, teens, folks in their middle of life, or if they're in the golden years. It meets you where you are at. You do not need to be hyperflexible. You don't need to have a very svelte body. It meets you where you're at, any body type. If you have chronic low back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, try Pilates. I think you will be surprised. It is not easy. It is a low impact and high intensity full body workout.
Anything else anybody may ask?
No, thank you. Let's sit. I'm trying to probably get signed up.
Predictive situation. Think of what you heard ahead of you.
Yeah, I think it's so good. And it's good to get that information out there because, like I said, there's not a lot of this available in our area.
Yeah. And I just love helping one student or one client one at a time and just seeing where they started and where they're at. And it's a consistent discipline, as you know. It's not something you just try out for a new year and then drop it. I think you'll soon find if you try it, it's highly addictive. And you can come off the mat injury-free. So that's the lovely part of it.
Well, thank you so much, Janet. Appreciate you being with us here today.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next time in the Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
I hope you enjoyed that story as much as we did.
We'll put all the contact information of every business in the show notes or the description below. Be sure to check them out and support our local small businesses.